Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your favorite time of the week, man. It is the best time of your life. 30 minutes of best, but not 30 minutes of less. It's your boy T. Wright, my girl Kendra. It's Beyond the Airways. What's up,
what
baby?
What's up? How are you?
Man, I'm doing blessed. How the old folks say, highly favored.
Come on. Blessed and highly favored.
But how
I'm tired.
You're tired.
See, what had happened was my nieces, all four of them, crashed my house this weekend. The baby, 2, 5, 6, and 10. So me and Ruby, we tired right now because they was here until lunchtime today. And so I'm one tired TT, okay? But I had so much fun with my girls. They are spoiled, rotten, and I can't do nothing with them, but I'm so glad that I don't got nobody else in my bed to kick me, to slap me in the face, to talk and talk and talk and then talk. And when they get finished talking, they start talking some more. So yeah, we glad that they gone.
They had to go home, but they had to get up.
They had to get check out is at 11. You'll be outside, man. Come get your kids. They had fun. Yeah, I sent some fruit snacks with them and some apple juice and everything. Come get your cherry, because I'm tired.
Oh, Lord, man.
But
I mean,
I had a blast with my
husband. But you had fun, though. That's what counts, right?
I had fun. Yes, that is true. They had fun. What's more important is that they had fun. And as long as they're happy, I'm a happy TT. I need to go reorganize my shoes because there may have been a shoe fashion show that happened. So, you know, the closet is a mess. But, you know, other than that, you know, what can you say when you have four little that love you and want to spend time with you? Like, I don't take it for granted because soon they're going to be 16 and they ain't going to have time for me. And the only time I'm going to hear from them is when I want some money. So I have to enjoy these moments while they're here because they don't last long. So I had a great time. I'm just recovering. We are in recovery mode. But yeah, it was a great weekend.
Well, my weekend, it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't as festive as yours. I can definitely tell you that. You know, I had spent some time, you know, doing what some people say the Lord's work. But the Lord's
work, Lord,
is any time you spread love and joy to everybody. But I had, you know, I actually ended up attending two different funerals for people that I really admired and enjoyed throughout my entire life. I've known them for my whole life, pretty much. And one was like a person that just took you in, one of those great aunts. She just kept it 100 with you, but still fed you at the same time. And then, but still told you what was real, but they're going to give you something
to eat. Fed you and slapped you at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a slice of cake. Now, you know that was wrong, don't you? Like, you know, you need balance.
And then the other one, he was a veteran as well, but he was one of those older veterans, so he always tried to teach me things and show me things. But they were both church family members of mine growing up. It was only not only right, it was the best way, but that I had to, when I say I did the Lord's work, I had to sing both.
Oh, they got you singing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So I had to, you know, bless that, you know, going in. But and it was hot over the weekend, man. I want to tell anybody
that it was.
You didn't get no hydration in your system. You can't blame nobody. But
it was hot. Oh yeah, it was hot.
It was hot in these streets. It was really, really hot. Now, I mean, you know, outside of that, you know, just catching up, man, with life, man, and just knowing right now, you know, ladies have choice. Now, I know for a fact, we're going to definitely get into that. I know a lot of times with some of the award shows that's been going on, you know, when BET had their award show, Lotto, she actually came through strong, and that was part of her speech when she won Best New Artist, that she wanted to let the world know that my body is my choice.
Okay.
Which is a true statement.
It says something that depends. Because, you know, the law, figuratively, yes. According to the law, depends on what you choose.
But here's the thing, though.
Because some choices are no longer available.
But here's the thing, though, and this is, you know, and I'm gonna share a combination on both because I did some research on what we're gonna talk about a little bit, and I also did, you know, I try to do a little bit extensive research because I try to do a little extra at times. And one of the things for me is I saw that, and then somebody, Charlamagne posted it on his Twitter. Charlamagne, the guy that comes that does on the Breakfast Club, he actually tweeted on his Twitter that, you know, now they're trying to say if a young lady is pregnant, that they're trying to push a bill that child support can already be waived before the child is born as well.
I absolutely 100% agree, because in our honesty, when it comes to bearing a child, if you're going to take away the woman's right to choose, then you should also be signing the man up to compensate for them immediately. Like, that's just...
So how does that person know that that's her, that's his actual child, though?
But I think the way that they set it up, hush, Ruby, I think the way that the bill is set to work is they don't get the money, it's calculated, but you don't get the money until the, or if you question paternity, then you still are going to end up owing her. It's just you won't get it until the baby's here and they prove paternity. So you won't end up, you know. Oh, hi. Hold on, T. Just a second, T. Me and UPS been having it out over a lost phone. And trying to get that together. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry, me and UPS been having it out about them delivering my new phone across town. And then when they did the research order, they did it for the resend that they sent to the correct address and not the old one.
Wow.
Gotta love T-Mobile. You gotta love them.
I'm going to keep my super feelings to them because, you know, they draft your account on, they draft my account at least on Wednesday. You know, they be trying to do a little early stuff and be like, hold on, wait a minute now. But,
right. They be doing the most for them to be losing stuff and sending my Apple Watch to the right address and sent the phone across town. I'm like, but I ordered them at the same time.
So
I'm confused.
So here's the thing,
back to what we were talking about.
But here's what I wanna try to figure this out. So if, and it all goes to, okay, you know, with it being overturned, this is for ladies out there, this is your body. And but there are rights for fathers though. There are rights for fathers as well. But at the same time, if a man feels like this is not their child and they're gonna be process possibly put on child support when the child is being born, how does it get in a situation whereas, because this is how Charlamagne put it, at least this is how they were trying to make it on the Breakfast Club as well, that man should be assisting, paying for all the stuff that goes along with helping for this child already, like the doctor's visits and, you know, her getting back and forth to those visits and all that stuff.
Okay, so if you have doubt, then I think the way that it should be worded is, okay, if you're questioning the paternity, and that's well within your right, like one of two things are going to happen. You're going to pay it, and then if the child is not yours, she's going to be responsible for paying you back, which I feel like, you know, there are a lot of fathers that are, or I think that paternity testing should be required regardless, because at the end of the day, you know, if he the daddy, it's going to say he got his DNA. If he ain't, then you're not fit to support a child that's not yours. I think that we need to go back. We need to go to a space where we are testing everyone, like every child, like you just do it the same way they be testing for, you know, H1N1 and diabetes and all that stuff. Baby, just go ahead, swab the baby mouth while you're in there and, like, just confirm paternity. That way, from day one, there's no question of paternity. Let's just start eliminating that off GP. Now, what if, okay, a person is put on child support, the baby get here, he ain't the daddy. Okay, so now it is the woman's responsibility to pay them back, one. Or two, if you're questioning paternity, you still are responsible for the money, but you don't give it to her until there's paternity proven. So it's like, okay, it'll go into like the little piggy bank account or whatever, and once the baby is tested, the mother gets the money, or once the baby is tested and he's not, then the man is giving his money back.
But see, how can, you know, as one, how can the father be able to, I guess the question for me, from all men.
Y'all shouldn't have let the men, y'all did this. Here's how I feel. I feel like that evens the playing field, because you want to eliminate the woman's right to choose, but then you don't want to hold men accountable for what they're creating. That's not fair. If I'm responsible for, we responsible, because I can't make a baby by myself. I'm going to need a male in some way, shape, or form to create said child. So if women can no longer choose whether they're having the child or not having the child and all of that, then the men don't get the right to choose whether you're paying or not. It's not, you don't get to do that. That's not, you can't sit here and allow people to make decisions and then be all happy and clapping for the decision without seeing the ramifications of the decision. Like, that's not fair, because I can't choose what I do with my body, but you can decide whether you want to show up financially for what you did because you played a part. Like, come on. You can't have it both ways.
Well, if this guy, if for example, if this guy, someone says, you know what, like, okay, this is not my child. Because here's the biggest thing. Let's just say, for example, in South Carolina, or any state for this matter, but in South Carolina, if they come and say, this is not my child, and come down to it, but until that time frame comes, and she's making, this is the way that she is going to be helping taking care of this child, or having this child taken care of, and it's not his, but he's also in a position, if he don't pay, he could possibly go to jail.
But at the end of the day, you put women in a position to where we, okay, so I hear you. I understand you don't pay, you go to jail. Yo, I personally don't feel like jail is the solution to child support. But at the same point, in the same token, that's where we are. One. Two, at the end of the day, it's about, I hear you talking about, well, if he don't, he goes to jail. Okay, but if a woman doesn't take care of the child, a woman doesn't have the, we don't get the choice to choose whether we're birthing the child or whether we have the financial means to care for the child. We don't get to choose that anymore, right? Y'all took that choice from us. So in essence, y'all are giving yourselves the choice, because why does this only have to affect women?
Because I don't think it only affects women. I think it affects the real men who actually want to take care of their children. But also at the same time,
here's the thing.
It's a one-night stand.
If you're a real man and you are taking care of your children, and you're going to do that regardless of whether you're on child support or not, period. If you're going to be a supportive father, then the person that you're creating the child with probably ain't going to ask for child support. But
I mean,
we live in a society of sneaky links. We live in a society where men have 52 baby mamas and they don't take care. The only time they see all of their kids is on Father's Day when they put on the little American outfit. Men have always gotten off scot-free when it comes to children. They can create a baby and disappear. You can run up a tab. your license will be suspended, but you can go. You know what you can do? You can go and make another baby. When it comes to women, we're responding to the baby here. The baby got to eat. The baby got to go to daycare. We're responsible for this life, and we can't just up and leave because the baby is here, and the baby came out of us. So when they overturned Roe v. Wade, they opened up a can of worms. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I personally feel like if you're going to create a child, if you're going to do what it takes to create a child, then you better do it with somebody you trust, okay? Period, point blank. If you're sneaking and linking, you better wrap it up, tie it up, tangle it up, plan B it up. I don't know because I don't sneak and link. So, well, you better do what you got to do. Track on your app to see if it's, like, you better figure it out because at the end of the day, this is where we are. This is a decision that has been made for us. If you slip up and you have a whoopsie moment, we've eliminated the opportunity in most states. And in South Carolina, I believe what our governor is pushing for, if the fetus has a heartbeat, then under no circumstances, unless I'm going to die, can you terminate the pregnancy at any point. That is where South Carolina wants to go. So why is it that if that is the case, and most people don't find out they're expecting until there's a heartbeat because the heartbeat's around 8 weeks, so that's too much. So, like, yeah. So if I have to then birth this child, why is the father of the child or potential father of the child able to go on and live their life, do what they want to do, go as if nothing happened because it don't affect them? So the least you can do is be financially responsible. The least you can do is pay the copay down to the doctor's office because everybody can't get Medicaid. The least you can do is give half for a crib, a diaper bag, at the minimum. I think if you suspect about whether she's only dipping with you, that I would personally suggest not dipping, because you might end up on child support or with a child support tab until the baby get here to prove that you the daddy.
Well, I mean, I guess the biggest thing for me, I mean, I've been on both sides of the spectrum, actually. So one side of the spectrum is, you know, if they have a miscarriage, you know, how does that work itself out?
But the thing about it is, if a woman has a miscarriage, then you're paying until the miscarriage happens. Like, a woman doesn't get her time, emotions, energy back if she miscarries the baby during the pregnancy. So why should you get so many back? What, you want a refund if the baby don't make it all the way here? No.
I mean, some dudes don't try to take it, though. That's how some dudes are going to actually try to take it, though.
That's a trash mentality, and indignant, okay? Or do the world a favor and just go get a vasectomy. Because if you want to police women and what they do with their bodies, get a vasectomy. I don't know what to tell you. If you that said, get a vasectomy. That solves all of it. Then you can snip and dip all you want to. You ain't got to worry about it.
I mean, I did see this one dude on social media. He was like, he did that because, you know, for men it can be reversed. So he did that because he didn't want to, you know, get anybody else pregnant because he said he wasn't financially ready. That's what he came out and said.
I mean, but that's smart. And the thing about it is, if a woman gets her tubes tied, it's like $25,000. First of all, listen, I know this ain't what we're supposed to be talking about today, but since we're here, we might as well. Let's talk about what it takes for a woman to get her tubes tied. My sister, know and love her. She had three kids, Noelle, Ezra, and Skylar. After Noelle, she was like, I want to get my tubes tied. We're done. They asked her husband if it was okay for them to tie her tubes, as if the tubes ain't her. In the state of New York, in order for you to not have spousal consent to get your tubes tied, you have to have a child of each sex. So if you have a whole bunch of girls, your doctor, your physician ain't gonna do it because you don't got no boys. unless your husband says so. So women's rights are tied to men, 1,000%. But men cry and whine when their rights are tied to women, but they be real quick to assert their dominance when it's the other way around. I think this evens the playing field. I think they need to stop doing that, first of all, first and foremost. If I don't want to have, if I know at 21 I don't want to have children, or 22 I don't want to have children, I should be able to get my tooth taught. But the doctor will be like, oh, no, you're too young. You might change your mind. Well, if I change my mind, that's a $25,000 bill that I'm willing to assume because insurance ain't going to cover it. But men can go be like, you know what, doc, I'm going to get a vasectomy. They'll give you a bag of peas to put on your breast post to go and send you on home. And when you're ready to untie them, they'll bloop, bloop, go be great. No questions asked. It's the hypocrisy for me.
I mean, I guess for me, I look at it as, you know, for some men, they're thinking if they decide to do it, it takes their manhood away. I'm going to be honest. I've never thought about it like that.
That's dumb. I mean, here's the thing. It still works. It still works down there. It's not like you become impotent. It still works. Just ain't have no cheering. But that's the thing. It's like you do your research and learn. Because at the end of the day, it's so much easier and cheaper for men to get vasectomies than women to get their tooth tied. If you go and police a woman's body to where she's the carrier of the child and she can't choose whether she wants to carry the child or not, then it's a bit just snip, snip. I don't know what to do. If you don't want to be on child support from the minute she find out she's pregnant, get a vasectomy. Next question is very simple to me. I don't know why it's not that simple for y'all, but it's very simple to me. Get a vasectomy.
I mean,
for the ride home.
I mean, I think I think for most, like I said, for most men, and I know for when Charlamagne was coming at it to him, you know, he always be all over the place. But when he was coming at it, talking about it, and him and Angela Yee, they was, you know, having dialogue or whatever on their show. Their mindset was it would be really tough for most men mentally because they're thinking like they can't produce, so they're less than men.
But what is mental toughness when you have women, especially black women? Black women are carrying a child for black women gets you closer. Some women, they say the closest a woman will ever get to death is birthing a child. So it pales in comparison. And the fact that men think that way, it shows where we are as a culture. Because you mean to tell me you can temporarily not have children if you're going to be a hoe out here in these streets and not impregnate anybody and not have to worry about child support. But, oh, it's your manhood that's in question. But then if you got Sarah, Judy, and Charlene pregnant, you're going to be up here talking about, oh, man, but you shot the club up. Hey, don't shoot the club up. Ain't letting the club shoot up. So I don't see what the problem is. It's very simple.
I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I get what you're saying. I just think at the end of the day, everybody needs to be responsible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it do say in the book to multiply, but you need to multiply responsibly. So
absolutely. But I think that when it comes to being responsible, if you're going to take away a woman's right to choose what she does with her body, then men should be held responsible. If she a hoe, don't sleep with her. Like, it's be careful who you procreate with, who you sneaking and blinking with. Like, it's very simple. Like, because at the end of the day, they just raise the stakes. And men ain't have no problem with Roe v. Wade being overturned until somebody said, oh, well, he got to pay child support from conception. Now, all of a sudden, Roe v. Wade being overturned wasn't a great idea. But when it was about body autonomy, when it was about women's right to choose what she does with her body for 10 months and beyond, because once the child gets here, that's the mother that nurtures, feeds, cares for, you know, primarily most of the time. Ain't nobody has, it was cricket. Men ain't, especially black men. Black men ain't have nothing to say. Come talk about child support. Oh, all of a sudden, the peanut gallery is peanut gallery. Oh, I don't feel no sorry for y'all. If I can't choose, I can't choose. We in this together. That's how I feel.
Well, I
sorry,
mean,
guys.
I know some brothers that's on child support, and I can honestly come and tell you, I do know there's some guys on child support that they do take care of their kids. And
child
there
support
are some situations.
Shouldn't be an end-all, be-all. Like, to be a present father is to be a present father. Most, I don't, listen, the way my mama said, keep them people out your business. Like, honestly, I feel like, you know, in most cases, you should keep the people out your business. But I feel like there should be a level of responsibility. And from the moment that person says, we got a baby on the way, if you're not contributing and supporting both financially, emotionally for that person, then, yeah, she got every right to say, put them on the paper. Because why should she have to do it all by herself?
I know, like I said, when I seen it or when it was presented in the interview, I was like, wow, like that's going to cause some feathers. Because some dudes already feel like they're doing too much on child support, but it's on them. Like, if you're getting these young ladies pregnant and you're supposed to be there for your kid, and you need to be there for your kids, then, you know, what's going on? But there are some instances where there are some young ladies who are, unfortunately, playing, and they're doing that too, and some guys feel like they're in their film. But if you heard about old girl been doing it with dudes, then you roll the dice on your own situation because you ain't have to do it like that.
Right, but you rolling your dice. Like, you do your research. Like, before you sneaking and leaking, do your research. Better do a background check, Facebook check, POF check, Black People Meet check. You better check. I mean, you better know who you're dealing with before you deal with them, because at the end of the day, your pocket could be hurting if it's a slip up. So yeah, I think that, you know, is we just got to be smarter. And I think, honestly, I think if they did create a child support situation from conception, that would force a lot of dudes to be smart about the things that they do. The sneaky link era might mysteriously come to an end. Cause.
Yeah, I mean, because you got some dudes, they be like, okay, well, I'm cool with it. Or, you know, the girl might be like, oh, well, I don't want to use protection or whatnot. And his mind, like, okay, well, she's straight. They're not thinking what happens after that mindset gets hit. And, you know, and there's, I mean, this is any race. I mean, because it happens no matter what nationality you are, whatever you look like, you know. And a lot of times what happens is they don't think about the other outcome that comes out of it is there's a child that's going to possibly be born. There's financial situations that you're not thinking about. That income doesn't attack just a lower income or middle income or someone who makes a couple $100,000. It's everybody. You know, because kids are still going to be kids, whether you make $250,000 or you make $5, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing. So I think that that's where it comes from. But I think at the end of the day, like, a lot of people was like, man, like, that's crazy, though. Like, they put him on child support for their kids here. Like, oh, that's going, he going to be hot. Well, it's like, yeah, he's going to be hot. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, he's going to be hot, so.
Don't create the kid. It's very simple. You don't want to be hot, don't create the kid. It's that simple. It's that simple, because normally it used to be like, okay, I'm not ready for a kid. Like, we need to talk about this. You know, we have options. They just eliminated a lot of the options. If you don't plan B it up, then 18 years for adoption.
But that's
just
the
reality.
Even if you plan B it, which I don't believe that that's something that people, like, because there are some people that just say, oh, we're going to just do plan B all the time. You know, you're still putting yourself at risk.
I don't think plan B and then all the time is the answer. Like, honestly, if you do it that much that you got to plan B it all the time, just get on birth control and wrap it up.
I mean, I'm going to sit there and say, like, you're still putting yourself at risk, the other person at risk, your body at risk, like, you're still putting yourself at risk. I don't care if your plan B ended up like that. You're still putting your body at risk. And you're still putting somebody else's body at risk.
Yep.
I mean, that's you know, in my mind and in my emotions, that's the bottom line off of it. You're still putting situations at risk that don't have to be because of the fact things that's going on and things that's happening in the moment. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, off of this topic, like, I think a lot of people need to understand that the number one thing that we want everybody to understand is that know your partner, know the person that you're laying down with. Just because it's one cool night in out in the club or out at a party, and there's consequences that happen at that one night in the club or one night in the party. You know, and you have to sit back and say, okay, I know after you had a couple shots in, you ain't probably seen anything. Is this a person I want to have a kid with? But it's a possibility that could happen.
Right.
You don't
now,
wanna...
whereas there used to be like, you ain't even really have to think about it. Now you better think about it before. Like, you know what, this cool or cute or whatever, but you have diabetes in your family. Just in case, I'm just wondering. Y'all got any crazy people? You got anybody down to Bull Street? I need to know. You know, inquire their minds. You know, you better start asking the real questions. Because Miss Brown, you might give birth to a sociopath. Just saying. But, I mean, I think that at the end of the day, this will force those tough conversations. And it will, a lot of people be like, listen, back in the day we used to sneak and link, but won't do that no more, honey. Won't do that no more.
I mean, it's definitely going to be a situation where it is an eye-opening for a lot of people, and it's not just an eye-opening for men. For women, it should be an eye-opening for men as well, because it's still going to be a lot. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, you're laying down with the person that you love and the person that you like and the person that you may want to procreate with. You still should be having these conversations with, because the divorce, unfortunately, the divorce rate is still rapidly high, and you still want to, because you're separated at that moment, you're not finally divorced at that time, you can, you know, you got extra stuff to explain why you're going through filing your divorce if that happens, you know. So
right, and there are some states where if you are currently carrying a child and you try to file a divorce, they ain't gonna let you, because they won't let that, your divorce can't be filed until the child is born. Like, honestly, right. So like I said, I think that this puts us in a position to start having tougher conversations. And the, you want to know the funny part about it, y'all? This wasn't even what we supposed to be talking about today. We supposed to be talking about something else.
I mean, you know, sometimes the Lord just shifts and moves, and it's all good.
You see how he shifted and moved? But at the end of the day, like I said, I think that, you know, you just have to be smart about what you're doing and, you know what you're doing with whom.
That is a true statement. That is definitely a true statement. Well, guys, I know this is not what we were supposed to talk about, but you know what? Sometimes it's always best to go ahead and have a conversation about something that's even tough and allow you to talk about it even in your own home friends. Let's be honest. You need to be talking about it in your relationships and talking amongst your friends, because at the end of the day, talking about it, this is what I hope happens. Talk about it amongst your peers in your church houses, okay? Because let's be honest, we want you to stay, you know, till you get married. But let's be honest, that is not happening for this generation or generations prior to before us, okay? So let's stop living on the rock. Let's be honest with ourselves. And when it comes down to it, we still want to still have these conversations, and we're going to have the conversations at the church house even if you're not having them. But you should still want to have them, because your children are going to school. Those children are being taught to other children that's going to school. And if they don't learn it from you or learn it from the community inside those walls, they're going to learn it from somewhere else. And when they learn it from other people, they're going to learn it the wrong way. All right? So we want you guys to take the time and take the responsibility and let your children learn it and your children's children learn it from you. Because
And not from a perspective of judgment either. Like, if you're going to have these conversations with your teens, definitely make sure you're open to hearing your heart. Because 9 times out of 10, your kids probably already know and probably sometimes know more than you do in some situations, because Google is free. And folks be Googling. So have those conversations, but have those conversations with an open heart and open mind to hear what they think, and then you can mold them and direct them in the correct way. Because the reality of the situation is this. These kids, they wild. okay? They wild, and they be doing stuff that ain't got no business. But just make sure, like my mama used to tell me back in the day when I was being an angel or whatever, because, you know, I always been an angel. If you're going to be stupid, be smart. And so they're just telling, you know, have a conversation like, listen, I think if you're going to do that, they're stupid. But if you're going to be stupid, be smart about your stupidity, because you want to be 34 with no kids and can be able to just walk out the door and go where you want to go and do what you want to do, take the dog to the, you know, the puppy hotel, and go live your best life. Like, because even when I was stupid, I was smart. So, yeah, so this has been the dopest 45-plus minutes of your week. You know, we love controversial conversation, as you can see. And this one, me and T-Wright are probably on opposite ends of the spectrum on this, but I think that creates healthy dialogue. So we want to hear from y'all. How y'all feel about it? Are you Operation Child Support from conception, or are you wait till the baby get here? Like, let us know, because we want to know what y'all feel about it, too, because we got feelings, clearly. So we want to know y'all feelings. Tell us about it.
True that. So most definitely always hit us up on all the social media, definitely on the Facebook, Beyond the Airwaves. Always check us out on there. And you can always hit us up with topics that you want us to talk about, no matter how tough they are. We're going to bring it to you all nice and raw as much as possible. You can always email us at cimediastudios@gmail.com. And you're always going to the subject area, hit Beyond the Airwaves and knock us up with that topic, baby, because we're going to definitely talk about it all day, every day. Once again, this has been the dopest 30 minutes or more of your good week. Hey, we not Pizza Hut or any no other pizza places. We don't do it less or 30 minutes or less for free. We give you more and every day less. Hey, Kendra, let us know. Is we out, baby?
We out this piece. Y'all have a great week.
Holla back, y'all.